You're about to hear a Vinnie White podcast. Vinnie White is a British radio announcer living and working in the capital of Canada, in Ottawa. He does his thing on 93.9 Bob FM on your radio and 939BobFM.com online. More podcasts, a link to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and just general information on Vinnie can be found at www.vinniewhite.co.uk, spelled VinnieWhite.co.uk. Now enjoy some recent snippets of that lovable, daft radio monkey that is Vinnie White.
OMC, how bizarre. 93.9 Bob FM and Cheesy DJ Link right now. Speaking of bizarre, here's the weather. Segway! Hey! That's right, Mum. I'm the best. Listen to this. This is, I think it's called a Play School Glowworm. And it's a very small fluffy toy with a face that can only be described as horrifying. Looks a bit like a Garbage Pail Kid. And when you press its belly, it makes this tune. Well, actually, I think it's got six tunes in the repertoire. This is one of the most annoying. Soggy Semolina. And you might wonder why I've brought it into the radio studio. Well, it's become a little bit of a hot potato, really. Well, I had a dinner party on the weekend, and one of the guests thought it would be a good idea, right, to bring his child, which is cool. So the child was in my bedroom with said glowworm, and when he left the dinner party, he remembered the child, but not the glowworm, which I'm quite cool with. I'd rather it that way round than the other. So, yeah, he took his child away and left me the glowworm. And I didn't know till I went to bed. And I got into bed and leant on it, and before I knew it, that was going off. Can you believe that? And I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm alone, luckily. It could have been embarrassing if there was someone else with me. But, yeah, I'm like, what's that? And I looked down to see a horrifying plastic glowworm looking up at me. And now, as if that wasn't bad enough, I brought in to give him it back, and he's not here today. So now, it's just being thrown around the building, and no one wants it. It's the irritating glowworm, and I'm just gonna throw it away now. It never shuts up! It's so annoying. Hang on, this is it hitting a wall. This is 5440, sounds much better. Billy Squire coming up on Bob FM. Tragically Hip, Love Is a First. I've got TLC on in the corner of the studio on the television. I never actually watch television, but every now and then I look up and think, what on earth is that? And I've done it too many times now. I've looked up and I've seen Little People Big World. If you don't know what Little People Big World is, then nor do I, so I can't really help you. All I know is it's, I would imagine, a collection of little people and their lives. But it's something that I've noticed recently on TLC and a couple of other channels. It's all little people and cake these days, isn't it? If you want to make a TV programme, it almost has to incorporate... Well, it definitely has to incorporate reality. Otherwise, forget it. It's not the 80s. And if it's going to incorporate people, it's got to involve people that are small and ideally cake. Look at it. Little People, Big World, right? You've got the Little Chocolatiers and Our Little Life. There's your Little People shows. Some of them. Then you've got Cake Boss, The Ultimate Cake Off, and Cupcake Sisters, which are all cake shows. Now, I must admit, I did watch The Ultimate Cake Off, and I did quite like it. But let's carry on being above all this for a moment. I didn't mean physically. Yeah, I don't know what quite to do about this. I was thinking maybe we could combine Little People and cake shows for the ultimate show. I don't know, Little People Have a Cake Off, or maybe we could bake Little People in a cake. Little People in a Big Cake. Just a thought, and definitely not a legal one. Tonight, clear, a low of minus 7. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 9. Becoming cloudy periods later in the evening, a low of minus 3. Barney Bentall. Do you ever wonder why? Every day. 93.9 Bob FM, it's 8.30. My name's Vinny. Good evening. Hope you're doing all right. And everything is going your way. Mystery monkey evades capture. Yep, a mystery monkey of Tampa Bay, Florida, has been evading capture. It's all about a fugitive rhesus monkey, which looks both ways before crossing the road. And it's become an unlikely hero in Florida after resisting determined attempts to capture it for the last year. The so-called mystery monkey of Tampa Bay has managed to rise above the jumble of exotic animals, including pythons and big cats, usually that go on the loose and are usually caught. And it's become a little bit of a legend. It's got its own Facebook page, the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay, which now has 24,000 fans. The creature is actually native to southern Asia and has been shot several times with a tranquilizer dart, but has proved equally elusive in urban areas due to the dense woodland around Tampa Bay. Seemingly completely unfazed by humans, it has been spotted several times relaxing beside people's swimming pools. That would give you a surprise, wouldn't it? Imagine if you're swimming, come up to get a drink, and there's a monkey. Hello. Officials are not sure where the monkey actually came from originally. A popular theory is that it became separated from a troop of wild monkeys in a state park nearby. That troop of monkeys were originally imported into the area to appear in the early Tarzan films. He's an extremely intelligent monkey. He's very, very streetwise, said Vernon Yates, a wildlife trapper, who said that he has pursued the monkey across three counties. He says he knows how to check for traffic. He even knows to look both ways so he doesn't get hit by cars. He's so clever, he stays out of the power lines so he doesn't become electrocuted. Mr. Yates claimed to have hit the animal with a tranquilizer dart at least twice before. On one occasion, the monkey displayed its contempt for the attack by flinging feces at the man. And then he ran off into a tree. Little tip there for any fugitives on the run. You'd like to hurl your feces at any authorities. It's a good way to get away. Probably works best for a monkey, but, you know, we all come from monkeys. So I doubt he makes it to this neck of the woods unless he's capable of hitchhiking as well. But that there is the story of the mystery monkey of Tampa Bay. Tonight, here in this far more logical city, we're not quite such bizarre creatures, apart from my neighbour's dog. It's a clear one, a low of minus 3 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny to start with, a high of 13. A chance of showers late in the day, clearing after midnight, minus 12 overnight. Friday, sunny but cold and never above freezing. Yes, all day, it never gets above freezing. Remember that winter? The big, white, snowy, fluffy, cold, nasal hair freezing, nipple tweaking, blue, bloody winter? That thing that we left behind? Well, guess what, kids? It's back. And it's going to hurl its feces at you. Ugh.
What? We're closed? Well, time flies when you're playing Request, huh? Better put this last song in a doggy bag so you can take it with you. Today's Whatever Lunch, Final Request on 93.9 Bob FM.
Can't believe how quickly this part of the show goes. It flies by as we're doing your requests. I have a gentleman on the phone who would like War, Low Rider. Yes? What are you doing?
Me? Just working like everybody, unfortunately. I have a tailor shop.
When you do inside leg measurements, do you find it a little bit awkward?
Not on the women.
Hey! There it is. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Someone that is a knighted and unquestionable, incredible talent, the singing at the end of that record is bloody annoying, isn't it? Is it just me? I mean, I would never normally knock Elton. And he's great in every way, but the end of that, oh, just drives me mad. And no, I don't think I could do a better job. I could do a better job with my hair, though. And so could a baboon. This is the Paiolas. Very interesting story out of the States today. US officials are investigating how a child was apparently allowed to direct planes at New York JFK Airport last month. Now, this probe comes out after an audio tape caught of the boy directing several pilots has come out. This kid was working. Well, I say working. He was there directing several pilots preparing for takeoff in the certified air traffic control center. The boy, you see, was with his father at the time, who is a certified air traffic controller. The father is heard on the tape saying with a laugh, "That's what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school." The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement, "Pending the outcome of our investigation, the employees involved in this incident are not controlling air traffic anymore." Yeah, got in a bit of trouble. This is the tape they're talking about.
Blue 171, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, Jet Blue 171.
You get guys when the kids are out of school.
I could bring my kid to work.
Jet Blue 171, contact departure.
Over to departure, Jet Blue 171. Awesome job.
03, clear for takeoff.
403, clear to takeoff. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
AMAX 403, contact departure, adios. Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos, over to departure, JetBlue 195.
He does a very good job, I'm impressed. I'm inspired. Now, I don't have any of my own children, I'm afraid, but I figured I should try and get the closest thing to getting a child to do my job, which is, well, sounds like this.
Tonight, cloudy periods with a low of -6. Tomorrow, clear and sunny with a high of +5. Down to -9 overnight, tomorrow night. Friday, Saturday and Sunday, sunny and warm, with daytime highs of around +7 and lows of about -7 overnight. Right now in Ottawa, it's like +1 degree.
I do like this song, but this bit always reminds me of a horror movie. You know? I can imagine someone being stabbed in a shower to this. Ugh. Stop it. Stop it! Oh! Gary Wright, Dreamweaver. Great song. Terrible ending, let's face it. Hope you're doing well. My name's Vinny. I'm in for Milky. And Detroit, let's face it, it's had a rough time recently. And it continues to do so, but now in the most bizarre way possible. There's a perfume ban in Detroit. Have you heard about this? Only for some people. It's for Detroit City employees. They're now not allowed to wear perfume, cologne or aftershave as a result of a settlement in a federal lawsuit. Yeah, the Detroit News reports the move stems from a $100,000 settlement in a federal lawsuit filed actually way back in 2008 by a city employee who said a colleague's perfume made it challenging for her to do her job. So, as a result of this, what they've done is, rather than get any more lawsuits in the immediate future, they've just banned perfume. So now, there's plans to place warning placards in 3 city buildings in Detroit, and the signs will warn workers to avoid the following: wearing scented products, including colognes, aftershaves, lotions, potions, perfumes, deodorants. Deodorants? Body face lotions and use of scented candles, perfume samples from magazines, spray and or solid air fresheners. So basically, you're not allowed to smell of anything. Which should be interesting, because I've just noticed that deodorants is in that list. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but if you don't wear deodorant, you could have a whole lot more problems than that. Oh, good old America, eh? Home of the lawsuit. Land of the free. One of the biggest hits Pet Shop Boys ever had. Still going strong today and still rolling out big tunes. Platinum records. Masses of sales. Every now and then, you hear a Pet Shop Boys remix. And sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not. I won't play this in full, don't worry. You'll see why I won't play it in full in just a moment. Yep, that's the remix. One of the remixes. One of the worst remixes in the world. Just a sec, sorry. Oh. Thanks. I feel like I've just been violated.
Here we go. Ah, the whatever lunch on 93.9 Bob FM.
I would love that. Now, I don't know if you have it. You'd have to let me know, and then I'd just think of something else. The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody.
Of course we have. We've got everything. We're Bob FM. We're amazing.
I love that song. Do you have it?
Like I just said, for sure.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry. Between a girlfriend washing dishes there, I can't hear.
Your girlfriend's washing dishes?
Yeah.
It's 2010, man. You should go and help her out. Are you pulling your weight around the house?
Yes, I am. Sometimes I give her a hand, but, you know, that's women's work, you know.
Oh! It was going so well until you nestled in that blatant sexism.
I'll sweep the floor the other time.
Oh, good man, you're not proud. Excellent. Right, I'll put your tune on and you can carry on with your housework together.
Thank you, bud.
It is weird that the man that was quite sexist requested Unchained Melody, and then a nice, perfectly normal female government worker requested a ZZ Top record called I'm Looking For Some Tush. I couldn't help but see the irony in that. 93.9 Bob FM, this is of course the Whatever Lunch, and someone emailed me here, what's her name, Tina, she said, is it wrong that I liked that song you played Behind Your Weather? No, it's not wrong. Weirdly, it's right. Tonight clearing with a low of -3. Tomorrow Friday, sunny with cloudy periods and a high of 11. Saturday, cloudy with showers likely and a high of 10. Sunday, rain but still warm. And we're back in just a moment with another request here on Bob FM. Give out a helping opportunity to people that are looking for other people by improving their chances and reading it out on the radio and observing what they've written along the way. And we're going to do one now. This is off today's Ottawa Craigslist, and it's today's misconnection. It's called Brake Lights. Brake Lights. Man looking for a woman at Merivale. Brake Lights. We were both driving along in our individual cars yesterday. I got your attention. I had to tell you, your brake lights were not working. Wow. You are beautiful. Your eyes melted me. And I really believe we had a connection. I'd love to check out your lights again. I left out the type of vehicles that we were driving here. Perhaps you could email me and tell me. And then we can confirm who we are. I'll know who you are. I really hope to hear from you. I want to take this to a slightly different level. And that's it. And it is, it's not that bad. It is all perfectly eloquent and fairly acceptable. Apart from that line, I would love to check out your lights again. I don't know if that's supposed to be metaphorical or not, but it did sound, and maybe it's just me, very possibly, did sound a little bit dirty to me. I'd like to check out your lights again. You know what I mean? I don't know how you could make that worse. I'd like to inflate your tyres. I'd like to twiddle your hubcaps. Or perhaps I'd just say, I'd like to get your car on my ramp. I don't know, but it sounded wrong. Anyway, if you had no brake lights, you're on Merivale and a man told you out of his window the other day, he's looking for you. Maybe we could bake little people in a cake. Little people in a big cake. Just a thought, and definitely not a legal one.